We're going to discuss today the topic of Divrei Chalomos, of dreams. For them, it's a very fascinating, amazing topic in itself. In addition, it also has a shaychus to Inyan D'Yoma of Chodesh Elul, as we see during the Shir, Be'ez Hashem. It's really, in regard to what we can speak today, two types of dreams. One is a dream which requires a response, which you've got to do something about. And one is what you would probably call a good or bad dream, just for information only. Just to put it in perspective, too small, misholem, to let's understand it. The Lev Shimchon, the Gary Rebbetz, was in Eretz Yisrael a few years before the Second World War, and one night he had a dream. In his dream, it was revealed to him that his brother, Reb Yitzchok, was Nifter. The next morning, he went to the Beis Din in Shiraim, and informed him of his dream, and he asked him what he should do. Whether it's a question of Shiva or Avedus or anything else, and in a very short while the Beis Din decided there's nothing to do at all, because Divrei Chalomos Lemalim V'Loi Maridim. On the way out, he told the Bocher who accompanied him that is only no gear to someone who has no control, who hasn't got full control over his Machshava. That's all he says. A few days later, a telegram arrived, and Taka, in that particular time, he had drunk, so his brother had actually been Nifter. It doesn't mean that the psak of the basin wasn't correct. I mean, this is a normal psak they should be giving. That's a dream which requires a response. Something happens. That's one type of dream. Another type of dream would be given moshes like more brachas, stuff and hay. Someone dreamt about a pot just cooking on a fire in his dream. And what's it similar? The Gemara said, interesting, Gemara, you'd suffer the Shalom. He should wait for peace, for Shalom. Why Shalom? It's a son, said the Farshim, because water and fire are two opposites, don't work together. The pot stands in between and makes Shalom between the fire and the water. And therefore, it's a simon for Shalom. That's a dream. It doesn't require a response, it's information. It's your idea telling you something. It's a basurah. So these are the two types of dreams which we're going to deal with. We'll try and get to the second, we'll definitely cover the first. What's the shaykhah to Inyan D'Yoma? The Shari Tshuva in Chaim Simtov Kutei Aluf brings down famous minhag that during Chodesh Elul, where some Erev Rosh Hashanah, others Erev Yom Kippur, we say HaTorah Sandorim. What's the reason why we say HaTorah Sandorim? He brings down a remez. It says in Parshat Matos and the Parshat Vadorim, Loi Yachel Devorei Kechol. Those four words are Sefer Tevis Elul. Loi Yachel Devorei Kechol. So in Miramis too, you should be very careful regarding the comfort in your Midorah and promises during Elul, and we achieve that by doing our promise of Midorah to make sure we don't break any Midorah. That's the remnant. And the lesson of HaTorah Midorah we say, Midorah B'Shem Adarti, Heim B'Hokit, which means while you're awake, which is a normal promise. If you have an Aliyah and you promise the base of Medrash Mani, that's a regular neighbor. Heim B'Chaloyim. Heim B'Hokit, Heim B'Chaloyim. We are matan adorim, even if you took an age in your dream, you dreamt in your dream, you want to promise something, you promise something, you still apparently require Torah adorim. Mechates, it's a priya. Since when do we know that if you make a promise in your dream, you have to actually be matan adorim? Yet we say it in Nusach Torah adorim. So let's look first of all in Chumash, the first dreams which appear, with Yosef Atzal. Yosef dreamt, there were Achados and Kechovim, 11 stars, and Shemesh, Virech, and everyone bowed down to him. And the brothers are very angry with him, very upset. Hamoshel Tim Shal, you've become a Moshe, you're going to rule over us. And Yaakov Vinu calmed down and said, look, it doesn't make sense anyway. The whole dream doesn't make sense. Why not? Because anyway, Rochel, your mother, was there. She's not alive anymore. Says Uriah, the whole dream isn't Emes. So don't worry about it. But really, says the Gemara, the Gemara dashes this from a Pasuk. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah puts together bar, which is tzvur, produce, together with a kalon. Really, kashem sheyesh shel bar v'leitechen. Just as it's not possible to have produce without the straw, kach yesh shel kalon v'lo dvarim b'tzedim. Every kalon is something which doesn't make sense. And therefore, that chidah could well have been a chidah dvarim b'tzedim. And he was just mad for them, he was mad for the shvatim. That's what the Gemara does. The Tashbats in Simon Kuf Chav Ches and Cheni Beis brings down a very interesting shayla which occurred in the town. He was asked the following question. There was a person who came to shul one morning and made an unusual announcement. He said, last night I had the following dream. It was told to me in a dream, obviously a choshev, a reliable person, that if the whole tzibur doesn't make a tamid, doesn't fast, if the whole tzibur doesn't fast, then they'll be in a nidoy, in a cherim, excommunicated. And there's a big tumult, what do you do? And they decided that they should be the guys of tamid as soon as was possible, or reasonable. And in addition, they called together 10 people to be mevatel, to cancel this cherim, this nidoy, this excommunication. They're worried about it. And even he adds on during Mincha on the Tamis, they added extra tefillahs and Shemen Esra. And the person, the shoyl, asked the Tashbat whether it was correct the tefillin of that time. This was the question put forward to the Tashbat. So we'll see, he's Mavaya from various Mephorisha Gemoras, whether it was correct or not. And here you can see the power and the concept of a chaloyim when you should or shouldn't apparently take it seriously. The first Gemara brings the Gemara in the Dorin Daf Ches. The Gemara says as follows. Omer Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, Nedu b'chaloyim. Person dreamt that he was put into Cheirim in a dream. Sorich yud b'nei odo mehatebo. He should get together 10 people to undo it for him. He shouldn't leave it. He shouldn't just ignore it. The Gemara adds on, since this Nidda came from Shemayim, we've got to take it very seriously. These people should ideally be people Rashi explains learned Gemara, which is more halacha lemaisa than Mishnah. This is the kind of people you need to be invested. Other masters that they told the loy, if only you know Mishnah, not Gemara, you should ideally not use such 10 people. Things of Gemara, Mufushi Gemara, the Idileka, the Tana Hilchasa, if you can't get together 10 people that learned Gemara, only Mishnahis, Afilu Masna, even those that learned Mishnah, is also sufficient to battle the Nidr. To battle the Nidr, the Cheru. The Ilek, if you haven't got that choice as a Gemara, Lazel of the Nate of the Piroshus Rach, and stand by crossroads where loads of people are walking by, and ask everyone to battle your Nidr, the Cheru which is upon you, and eventually you'll come across 10 people, with all the many people that pass by, who have learned Gemara, and then it'll be Mavuk. Says the Gemara, interesting shayla. Omale le Ravina le Ravashi. Says Ravina to Ravashi. Yodoman shomti. If you know who put you into a chayla, you recognize a person in who is standing in your dream, someone who's still alive, who gave you this nidud. Ma'u delishwale. Maybe it's easier. You can go to that person himself and ask him to undo it. Says the Gemara, no. Omale le shmuti shavish liach le mishwale le shavish liach. Says, well, it doesn't help. Why? Because maybe a person in a dream was only given mishus to put into cherem, but who said he got mishus to take it out of cherem? And then the Gemara finishes off. This is really the kud will take out this Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabach le Rabashi, Shamte, if you put into cherem your dream, Bishorei Bachalmi, but it ended up a good dream. It started off a nightmare, it finished off a good dream afterwards. And in the dream itself, it said, fine, we're now releasing you from your cherem. The Chorah, he's been put into Cherem and being released. My, what's the halacha? Or Malay, says the Gemara, same Gemara quoted earlier on, Kishem Shiesh and the Babel is heaven, just as straw, every project has straw, Kach Yesh and the Chalem loads well with Talim, explain the Fosh, and therefore it could well be the Chalem putting you into Nidoy. That was a proper dream, that was proper, that was Emmet. And therefore, you have to take that part seriously. But the Chalem which was undone isn't Emmet. And therefore, you remain with the original cherim if you still have to undo it. So, could be when they undid it in your dream, it was nothing. And here comes a connection to Inyola Dioma. Says the Ram, what comes out from this Gemara in the Dorim? That someone who had a dream that is put into cherim, he has to undo it. Says the Ram, but if you made a nadir in your dream, not quite the same as a cherim, no near as dramatic. That's different. And that does not require Hatorah. Continues the Ranava, however, and the Sharisi the Rajbaza. I saw in the Rajbo, b'tshuva. In tshuva, shemaisa bonafonov. Story came before the Rashba. It's shrichai hetem. The Rashba said that if you made a navy in your dream, you do have to undo it. Like similar to a chayim in the Gemara. And based on this Rashba, for the moment, this based on this Rashba, we say in the Nusach HaTorah Sadorim, the Dorim Shaladarati, Heim Bahokit, Heim Bachaloyim. Even though Halacha is not allowed in Rashba, if we're anyway saying it's a long Nusach, we're adding a few extra words, and we also cover the Shittas of Rashba. This is the Gemara in the Dorim. So, that's the first Gemara. When you learn this Gemara in the Dorim, as far as we're concerned, what you see or hear in a dream has to be taken very seriously. Says that Tashbats, the Chorim find a steerer to this in different Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, Amud Aleph, brings the most amazing incident. Says the Gemara as follows: Harei shehoya mitzta'e amoi shenicho eloi oviv. A person was very pained, very concerned, aware of the money which his father had left him. His father had passed away. He knew there was somewhere in Yerusha. He couldn't find it. Ubo bala chalom. He had a dream, says the Gemara. Va'amale kach v'kach he. He was told in his dream the exact amount of money which was left for him. V'mokim p'moni he. And then this place, he was told the location. But here comes the twist to it. Shemata sheni he. Too good to be true, but shemata sheni. You can only spend this money in Yerushalayim. You can only spend it on food. It's not bad, but it's not what you expected. Says the Gemara, Zehoya Masas, the story actually occurred, incident which occurred, and the person obviously went to the basement and said, what do you do? He went, he found the money, he even counted it was the right amount, but what now? He wants to make a big investment, he's going to spend it on food in Shalom. Says the Gemara, V'omra, don't worry. A dream is nothing. It's a plia l'choyah, because first of all, the rest of the dream, everything added up. So why did you choose to ignore the part which was the part which you would like to ignore, but how can you just afford to ignore it?
Because that part is every dream.
So how do you know?
Bad part, there's only bad part.
And a chenami, but it's a sophit. How do you know which chelik?
Because the only chelik is found. It really happened.
So it could well be there were other parts of the dream which you didn't say. Little details you could also blame on. It doesn't say every single detail of the dream in the Gemara. There must be something else which didn't make sense, which you could have blamed it on. It wasn't just the three facts, the chayra. Our Kapolim, the Tashbat, asked the Stira. In the Dorim we see the Chera, in the dream, you take it very seriously, you have to undo it. And yet, and we see in Sanhedrin, regarding money which is Yerusha, money which is Ma'aseh Sheni, ignore the Chera which you want to, Ma'aseh Sheni, and just ignore the dream, just carry on, enjoy the money. The Chera Stira. So there's a few Mahalkim in the Rishonim to answer the Stira. And really, from these Mahalkim where you can build, you saw that which dreams apparently we can say are to be taken seriously, which you can choose to ignore. The first mahalach, as a very logical, interesting mahalach, is that it depends if you dreamt the dream yourself or not. If you yourself dreamt something directly, that dream has to be taken seriously because it was given to you directly. However, a dream which someone else dreamt about you and then related it to you afterwards, that you can ignore. Therefore, in the case in the Dorim, where you dreamt about Chirin yourself, such a dream you must take seriously, you have to consider such a dream, and you have to invoke it, you have to cancel the Chirin. Whereas, interesting, the Rishonim was out of Lost in Gemara, in Sanhedrin regarding Yerusha money, he didn't dream it himself. What word did the Gemara say? Va'omar Baal HaChalom. The person who dreamt it came and told him. He didn't dream it himself. So if it's a Baal HaKalon, someone else dreams about you, then you can ignore it. It wasn't a message direct to you. And that's the difference between the two cases. Very simple difference. The Meduik of the Lashon of Omar Baal HaKalon. That's one Mahalach. The second Mahalach of Rishonim is a very well known Mahalach. It depends what you've been thinking about during the day. So the Gemara, all dreams go after Hevure Libay. If you thought about something, and then it pops into your mind at night in a dream, it's no big nevuah, it's what's on your mind. And therefore, I would assume probably most people not thinking about themselves before putting to chayim, unlikely. So in the case in Nizorim, where you dreamt a very dramatic, terrible thing, you didn't think about it at all, you've got to take it seriously and consider it and worry about it and be invested. Whereas in Sanhedrin, the Gemara starts off with the words Harei Shehoyah Mitztayer Al Moi Senichid Ovin. What does that mean? Concerned, he's worried about it. It's on his mind. You can be sure a person's got a lot of money at stake. He's always thinking, maybe it's here, maybe it's there, what amount of it is, he's trying to work out how much it is. It was on his mind the whole time. And therefore, in a case where something is on your mind, in such a case, the dream doesn't have to be considered. And therefore, in Sanhedrin, where it was on his mind continually, therefore, he's not mechuyav to consider the dream. That's probably as a result of what he was thinking about. That's what came into his dream. And very likely, one of the possible locations he thought about, and it worked out to be the right location. And interesting by Yosef as well, the Mefarshim and Mazdeh, why were they angry with Yosef? This is what they blamed him for. Yeah, it's very nice to have a dream and a war, but you were probably thinking about it during the day, and that's why you had that dream at night. And that was the one they timed against him. And later on we find when he came, they say, Hine Bala Chalomis Bo. What's your Bala Chalomis? Another Pshat in Bala Chalomis. He's the Bala Chalomis. He calls the Chalom. Because since he thought about it, he caused it. And again, it fits with Lashon HaGemara that Ba'om HaBa'alach Chalom. So two mahalachim so far. One is, it depends if you dreamt it. Second mahalach is, it depends if you thought about it during the day. And the third mahalach. The third mahalach is completely different. That Elech Elami, a dream doesn't have a koyach keneged against the cheftas moment. You've got money here. In your hand, you found this money and you counted it, the right amount. It's Yerusha money. This money got chazoka, always was originally chulin. Didn't start with my Sushani money. A dream doesn't have a curse to uproot a chazoka. It's a little bit like Torah Lev Shemayim, mamish, that, because that type of idea. However, when it comes to a nidra, Yecherim, it's totally different. Why? Because even though Shemayim, so to speak, don't have a curse to put you into Cherem, it's quite obvious that your conduct and what you've done, it appears to be Shemayim, the Lashon Rishonim, is one of the Rachik you. So it's not that you're really in Cherem, but as if you should be in Cherem as a result of what you've done. And that's why you've got to take it and consider it and have it mevutl. In other words, the dream doesn't really have a Koch, but it should cause a worry to you if Shemayim see it fit to put you in Cherem, even if you're not really in Cherem. And therefore, as a result, you should undo it, and obviously do tshuva and change your mindset as well. That's the third mahalach. So coming back to the story of the town, because Tashbat brought all this for this reason, comes that story, the Tashbat looked at these Gemaras, and the person who put the question forward said, what would happen? The person, the recap of the story, the person walks into the Beis Medrash and said, I dreamt that if everyone doesn't fast, the whole town would be in Cherem. So the person tied into the Tashbat, it was wrong of the town to do what they did. First of all, the town didn't dream it themselves. That person wants to fast, gives him the height he can fast. They can't force on everyone else, he didn't dream it himself. That's according to one of the Mahalchim. And second of all, what was the actual dream itself? If you don't fast, you'd be in Cherem. But they did fast. So it wasn't necessary to Mevatel the Cherem. So Ramana said they got it wrong. First of all, you need to fast in the first place. If you even bothered fasting, then why did you bother undo it afterwards? That's why the person put forward his question more or less to the Tashbat. The Tashbat answered as follows. He said, no, he does agree to the Pesach of the town. It was correct. Why? Because first of all, it's true he didn't dream it himself. But that's the case with most dreams. If you didn't dream it yourself, you have a right to ignore it. Someone tells you about it. But he brings various Gemaras, one in Tanis, Daf Chof, Dalit, where the Gemara says, Rav came to Hagrunya, and there was a situation with the rain, the needy drachmin, and he said they should all make a Tanis, which they did. It didn't help. The next day he walks into the Beis Medrash, and Rav asks, did anyone have a dream last night? And the Belozim Adrunia stepped forward and he said, yes, I dreamt last night the whole Possek Holoshim, which showed apparently there was an Ace Rocks in the Shemayim. He said, quick, let's make another Tanis. Made another Tanis, and also Mitra and rain came. So you see, says Tashbat, when it comes to Peronis and bad things happening, then you do listen to a dream, even if you didn't dream it yourself. He brings other Gemaras as well. So in other words, this type of situation is an exception. But there's something bad looming over a town that needs to be done. And your other Taina, this interesting Taina was, okay, he didn't have to fast maybe, but if they did, why did they have to undo the Cherem? What was the dream? If you don't fast, then you'd be in Cherem, but they did fast. He said, you forgot something, to the Tashbats. We said, Yeshel Echaloim, but it's Boron Betaina. So Efsha, if you're taking this, you're considering this dream, they really weren't Cherem. The fasting and the condition, that was the Dvarim B'Tanim. There was no fast, there was no condition. All it was a Cherem. That part was the Dvarim B'Tanim. So you're left with a Cherem, so you have to undo it. And therefore, Tashbat supported the sack of the town, they should fast and Mevatel Cherem, was correct what they did. So the kids we have there, just a quick summary before we move on to the next point. We have apparently two or three mahalakim when you should consider a dream. First one is if you dreamt it yourself, that's very strong. And if you didn't think about it by day and it came to you at night, it's another point. And in those two cases, one should consider it. And regarding Hatorah Sedorim, the reason why we say in Hatorah Sedorim, Heim Mechokis, Heim Mechalim, is because the Shittas HaRashba holds that if you made a neder, if you in your dream, you should undo it. And because of that, we say in Charles Dorim, the Dorim is in a darati, in the hokit in the chalon. Even though that's not a halacha, nevertheless, we still include it in the loshen. And the Yavetz explains the Shitta Rashba, because since the chalonis go after his Hivuri Liboy, probably he was thinking during the day while making this neder. And it says, Tol Nadiv Liboy, even in your heart. That's enough to make it a strong neder. And therefore, if it's enough to make it a neder, in such a case, that would be considered a neder which he should undo. That's what he includes in the Torah Sedorim. Just want to be motive a small incident which happened actually here in London a few years ago, which is I suppose negated to Yom Adim, to Elo and Rosh Hashanah, negated to dreams as well. It's a small but very powerful incident. There was a number of years ago, there was a lady who was Nifta. She had been in Soma at the beginning of the war, after the war. She was brought up for many years in an orphanage, and she had a very troubled life, very difficult life. And about 3-4 years ago, she was suddenly Nifta. And she came to her niece the following day, and she said with the following message in a dream. The message was as follows. Next to, in my room where I lived, on the bedside table, there's two or three books that she borrowed from a local Gemacha, local library, and she needs to have them returned. And the niece woke up and couldn't make out what it was. They went to check, and Kach Hamer, lying there on the bedside table, two or three books which are waiting to be returned, and they took it back. And you see here, besides for the power of a dream, the unbelievable chesed and shemayim of every little thing. Just to move on to the second point in 2-3 minutes, just to finish off, there are also a number of dreams which don't have any direct action to it, but are for information. You're given a besura, a good dream or bad dream, which is the other type of dreams. The Gemara says in Brachos Tefillin Hey, Omer Ben Oza, Kol Hachalom Es Holchem Achar Hapeh. All dreams go according to the way you interpret it. Very famous Gemara. And therefore, if a person has what appears to be a bad dream, he interprets it to good, and that's how it will come out. The Gemara says, Adon, I have to have some connection to the dream, otherwise it's not really going to make sense. The Gemara brings a pleadicate story of Bahadio. Bahadio was an interpreter of dreams. And he had a very interesting habit. If you paid him for it, as a Gemara, he gave you good interpretation. And he came up with the most amazing ideas. If you didn't pay, little did you know what heavy price you're going to pay for it afterwards. And he was actually very, very nasty. He didn't just give bad, he gave really bad interpretations. And so the Gemara, nonetheless, now Baya and Rava both had dreams. I think it was 24, a whole range of dreams. And he came up with some amazing, fascinating interpretations. Unfortunately, for Rava didn't pay him, It was very unfavorable. And Abaye did. So the Gemara gives various examples. Just mention one or two of them. It says they both dreamt of a posuk. Sharcho tavuach einecho. Your ox will be slaughtered in front of your eyes, which really is supposed to be a klola, that you'll see it slaughtered and you can't be nehne from it. It'll be right there in front of you, you can't be nehne. So Abaye came along, and Abaye had and told him this posuk, and he said, "Don't worry, your business will prosper so much. Meroiv silcha, you won't be able to eat. And therefore your ox will be slaughtered in front of you and you won't even touch it. You won't need the food. You won't use the food." Robert came along and said, "You'll lose everything. And Meroiv avos nefesh, you won't have any appetite to eat." And he said, on and on and on. And eventually, another interesting one, he said, "Banecho banesech and sunim ram ache." He said, "Your sons and daughters will be given away." So it's supposed to be it looks like a klola. So when Abaye came, he said, "You know what's going to happen? You're going to have a big argument with the wife. Which side should make shidduchim? Her side or your side?" So eventually, what will happen is you're given to your wife, and you make shidduchim with your wife's side. You're giving away your sons and daughters. Not really the case. Rav came along exactly the same posuk. He said, "Terrible. Your wife is going to die, and you get remarried, and all your children will be looked after by someone else. Because you gave them away." And kachaba is what happens. And the Gemara concludes, and jumping to the end, the Gemara concludes, in the end, Rav Taka started paying him, and things took a turn for the better. And once I'm going on a ship, concludes the Gemara, and Bar Hadyo saw Rav there, said, "I don't want to travel with someone who has nisim happened to him." There's one interpretation of the dream, there are lots of nisim that happened to Rava. Why? Because it could be a big storm will come and everyone will get drowned and you'll be saved the less. Whereas if you don't have nisim that happened to you, then it could be, of course, no one will get drowned. "I don't want to travel with you." He ran off the ship, his book fell down, and he looked in the book and suddenly he realized he had a record of all the dreams he interpreted. The same dreams could be spent this way and that way. Hokamak out there. And Rava announced all of them is moichel, except for the one that his wife there, that is not moichel. And you see from here a tremendous koyach hapeh which one has. If you take the same posuk and the same words, you interpret it for good, then good will come out. And cholila v'chas, if you look at it bad, then it will come out bad from it.
I'll be very good.